By the year 1482, Quasimodo had grown up. He was now the bell ringer of Notre Dame, thanks to his foster father, Archdeacon Claude Frollo. Over the years, a strong bond had formed between the bell ringer and the great cathedral. Cut off from the world by his unknown birth and his deformity, it was as if he'd been imprisoned within its walls from infancy. So Quasimodo grew up in harmony with the church, living in it, sleeping in it, hardly ever leaving it. There was no depth he had not penetrated, no height he had not scaled. Many times he had climbed, lizard-like, up the outside of the cathedral, helped only by the stone carvings. By leaping, scrambling among the precipices, he was more like a monkey or a mountain goat. For Quasimodo, this gigantic cathedral held no terrors. This was his home, the only one he knew.